From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hey, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the weekend edition of From the Newsroom, where we take a look at what will be making headlines next week. Well, people in Greater Sydney will be waiting to hear if the lockdown will be extended next week. It's due to end on July 16, but New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian hinted on Friday that it's likely to go even longer.
New South Wales is facing the biggest challenge we have faced since the pandemic started, and I don't say that lightly. And unless there is a dramatic change, unless there's a dramatic turnaround in the numbers, I can't see how we'd be in a position to ease restrictions by next Friday.
In other news, Richard Branson is heading to space next week. He'll be aboard Virgin Galactic's Spaceship 2 Unity, which is aiming to blast beyond Earth's atmosphere on Monday Australian time.
I've always been a dreamer. My mum taught me to never give up and to reach for the stars. This July, our dream will become a reality. And we're really excited to share that moment with you all. And when we return, I will announce something very exciting to give more people the chance to become astronauts. Because space does belong to us all. So watch this space.
If successful, Branson will have won the billionaire space race, with Amazon founder Jeff Bezos scheduled to make the same trip aboard his Blue Origin craft later in July. And to showbiz, there'll be another hearing in Britney Spears' conservatorship case next week. She's hoping to put an end to the arrangement, which has been in place since 2008. Now, earlier this week, her personal conservator, Jodie Montgomery, said that she'd been receiving threats from fans. She asked for the conservatorship to pay for round-the-clock security for her at a cost of $67,000 a month. Britney's dad, Jamie Spears, who runs the conservatorship estate, rejected the request. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
News.com.au's Wenli Maher is here to tell us about the films and TV shows coming out next week. Take it away, Wen.
Thanks to ScoMo, the prospect of a Hawaiian holiday is still well off into the future, so the best we can do for now is new TV show The White Lotus. It's set in a lush tropical paradise at a fancy hotel with gorgeous views and flowing cocktails. And yet, the rich and privileged holidaymakers are still miserable. They're also horrible people. If you found yourself in their company, you'd pack your bags and go to the next island. The six-episode series is set across 1 week and follows the staff and the guests. It's a social satire that highlights the gaping chasm between those who can afford to stay there and those who can only afford to work there. It stars Jennifer Coolidge, Connie Britton, Gen X favourite Steve Zahn and Australian actor Murray Bartlett. The White Lotus is on Foxtel from Monday. As you may have guessed, Schmigadoon is a play on words of Golden Age movie musical Brigadoon. Executive produced by Saturday Night Live's Lorne Michaels, the series is both homage and parody of classic song and dance spectacles, including The Sound of Music, Oklahoma and The Music Man. Keegan-Michael Key and Cecily Strong play a bickering couple who are lost on a hike only to come across the town of Schmigadoon, where everything that happens is like a musical. That may sound like a lot of fun, at least to one of them, but the catch is they can't leave until they find true love. It's got a great cast, which also includes Alan Cumming and Ariana DeBose, who is set to star in Steven Spielberg's West Side Story remake later this year, plus Jane Krakowski and Kristen Chenoweth. It's super bright and colourful, if not a little tonally inconsistent, but musical diehards are going to froth all over it. Have a listen to one of the ditties.
Welcome to our little town,
where friends are all you meet.
Must be something they do for tourists.
Hey, everyone!
Hey there, Pete!
Go now.
Already?
What?
We can't leave. It's like magic. We're in an actual musical.
Please, God, no.
Schmigadoon is on Apple TV Plus from Friday. And finally, for those who aren't in lockdown, the movie 9 Days will be out in cinemas this week, starring Black Panther's Winston Duke, Atlanta's Zazie Beetz, Arrested Development's Tony Hale, and Doctor Strange's Benedict Wong. It has an unusual hook that reads something like between The Good Place, Pixar movie Soul, and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Everything is set in a limbo-like place where souls are judged on their character, but before they've even had a chance of life on Earth, they have 9 days to prove they should be the one who gets to be born. It's a high-concept premise, but one that's going to appeal to audiences looking for something different to the usual fare. 9 days will be in cinemas nationally, except in Sydney, from Thursday.
Thanks, Wen. That's it from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update on Monday morning.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.